This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the third week of late spring, the first week of the Cottonwood Cotton Moon, and the fourth week of the Sun in Taurus. The center of late spring is already closing over the woodlands from the Mississippi River throughout the east. Maple and box elder foliage is reaching full size. Sycamores, Osage orange, cottonwoods, and oaks are leafing out, and white mulberries and buckeyes blossom. Along the sidewalks, the fluorescence of purple iris, orange poppies, red sweet williams, and pale bridal wreath spirea has appeared. The delicate Korean lilacs join the fading standard lilac varieties, and bright rhododendrons replace the azaleas. Serviceberry trees have small green berries now. In the alleys, scarlet pimpernel comes in besides the thyme-leafed speedwell. Daisies unravel, and wood hyacinths and star of Bethlehem are at their best, and columbine is open on the cliffs, and Solomon's seal, bellwort, wild phlox, trillium grandiflorum, wild geranium, early meadow rue, swamp buttercups, ginger, and Jacob's ladder bloom in the woods. White-throated sparrows, ruby-crowned kinglets, so many warblers, tanagers, grosbeaks, and orioles pass north, announcing the close of the season of nighttime frosts. Mayflies are out along the water, and bullfrogs call. Minnows and chubs are flushed red for their mating season. Flea time begins for pets, and ticks are already wandering the fields. Spitbugs grow in the shelter of swamp parsnips, announcing that the first cut of hay will soon be underway. Flies are pesky in the mild afternoons, and cows are switching their tails to discourage them. And deep in the woods, the 17-year cicadas, members of the great eastern brood 10, are coming up out of the ground. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the fourth week of late spring. In the meantime, keep visiting the woods looking for the 17-year cicadas. They don't bite or sting, and they're fun to watch.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.
Poor Will's Almanac is presented by Five Rivers Metro Parks, fostering physical and mental health through outdoor activities.